The text of the resolution passed late Thursday urges President Mikhail Saakashvili to declare Russian forces in Georgia occupiers and to cut all diplomatic ties with Moscow. All 106 lawmakers present voted in favor of the resolution. After the vote, Member of Parliament David Darshiashvili of the ruling Unified National Movement called the measure largely symbolic. But he said, "We cannot give any name to Russian troops other than occupation." During a brief parliamentary debate before the vote, Defense and Security Committee Chairman Nicholas Rurua told lawmakers, "Russia is being ruled by former Soviet security service agents who consider the end of the Cold War as their defeat." He warned that if Russia does not stop what he called its outrageous actions, it would lead to the disintegration of Russia itself. Earlier, Rurua told VOA, diplomatic pressure has been effective in moderating Moscow's behavior.
I think the Western pressure that already has been put on Russia has had its effect. So pressure is there and it must not be taken away. It works and it will work because Russia economically and otherwise depends on the West in many ways. It's not the Soviet Union that was controlling the half of the world and was self-sufficient.
A spokesman for President Saakashvili said he would have no comment on Parliament's action. In an interview with Reuters news agency Wednesday, the Georgian leader brushed aside the question of breaking ties with Moscow, saying, "I would not focus on bilateral relations right now." Diplomats say a formal act of breaking relations would have little practical effect because all but two Georgian diplomats have already been called home, including the ambassador. The parliamentary vote came hours after China and several Central Asian nations, the so-called Shanghai Five, rebuffed Russia's hopes of international support for its actions in Georgia. This latest blow, on top of condemnation from the United States and Europe, has left Moscow diplomatically isolated. Georgian political analyst Archil Gegeshidze says even Russia's closest friends are keeping quiet.
On the diplomatic language, this means that Russia has failed. And so far, only terroristic organization Hamas has supported Russia's recognition of Abkhazia and South Asia. Not a single state, even Venezuela, Cuba. So far, they have not said anything on this regard.
A Russian news agency Thursday reported that close ally Belarus might become the first country to join Moscow's recognition of Georgia's two breakaway regions. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Tbilisi.